happy moment right now, just a chance to be here and just show what you got.
You say it's your biggest on-field strength?
For me to be the size that I am, to do the things that a little guy in my position can do, and just had the speed and the ability to do the things that I do at my size. Yeah, I've always been a thicker, bigger guy.
And how did that translate to the wide receiver position?
When I was younger playing other sports, you know, having the ability to do other things, but you know that transferred over pretty well for me to be a bigger guy. You know, I have an advantage in adjusting, going to get a ball.
Northwestern quarterback Mike Kafka, podium B.
What was your height going?
6'1", 219. My decision to leave school early was, you know, basically if I would have stayed for my senior year, it would have been my third offensive coordinator. And I felt like if I was going to learn a new offense, let it be on the next level.
They've linked you to the Ravens a lot. They could use some other stuff. Have you had a chance to talk to the Ravens? How much would you like to play for a team closer to
home? I like to play for any team in the NFL, you know, a chance to play on the highest level. But I meet with the Ravens, I think, later tonight or tomorrow. But playing close to home, that would be great. You know, it's right in my backyard, and that would be a dream come true.
Do you think the struggles owners had hurt progress at all this past year?
I'm not going to say it did. You know, I take full responsibility for it. You know, we're a team, and we just didn't have a great year. You know, and it reflected that. Our record reflected that. But, you know, that's football. You know, those type of things happen. You just got to, you know, keep going and keep fighting.
Oregon State quarterback.
It was nothing. You know, nothing at that point in time. You just got to keep going. You're in the season. There's nothing you could make up for or, you know, prepare yourself for. You just got to react and just keep going. You know, a guy, you know, is going to put on a hard hat when it's time to go to work, you know, and most of all, a guy who has great character off the field and someone who's going to be a great impact, you know, both on and off the field. Someone who's going to take the game real serious and respect the game at the receiver position.
You were pointing to your block. Do you consider yourself the best complete wide receiver in the draft?
In my own little mind, I'll say yeah. But, you know, that's tough to say. You know, all the receivers are great here. You know, we all do different things. Some of us can do things that other ones can't. But, you know, I take a lot of pride in blocking. You know, I feel as though if I block pretty well, you know, a corner or, you know, safety will think twice about coming up on me, you know, trying to press or jam me.
What do you want to show
them? Just show them whoever this man is. You know, just go out there and just have fun.
How would you describe your mentality as far as playing against some of the smaller players? Do you feel like you always have that edge?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I use my body a lot. And like I said, for me to be this size and fast, you know, and do the things that I do, you know, it's pretty good. It's a blessing, and I'm thankful for it. I don't know if I hit it the way I'm supposed to hit it and how I have been, I run fast. But like I said, if I hit it the way I'm supposed to hit it, I run fast. All right. You know, I probably would have raised up. People probably looked at things different, but, you know, numbers doesn't tell everything. You know, a guy could have so many numbers, and he's not a receiver, you know, based off the type of offense that they have, just getting them the ball. But, you know, I don't have no regrets going to Illinois. We struggled in the passing game, but, you know, I know what it feels like to win. I know what it feels like to lose, and, you know, that helped me out a lot, you know, just being able to, you know, go through that type of adversity and just keep going. I signed with Gary Wishard, and my pro day is March 17th at Illinois. Not yet. We haven't had the chance to really have a one-on-one meetings, but it will start today and tomorrow. Yeah. No, I've been training in Westlake, California. A guy like a Jerry Rice, you know, growing up, everybody know who Jerry Rice is, but just a lot of big guys, a lot of big physical guys, you know. you know, guys just stick out.
Do you think you got something to prove based on the fact that you didn't get the ball thrown to you all that much last season?
Yeah, you know, there's always things to prove. You know, playing football, you know, you have that mentality just to go out and do something, you know, unthinkable that a lot of people think you can't do. You know, a lot of people, you know, thought I wouldn't, you know, have the ability to help change things around Illinois when I went there, but, you know, I did, and, you know, it's a great situation, and I'm going to go out there and just do me and just, you know, go out there and have fun.
Do you talk to Vernon Davis much?
Yeah, you know, we all grew up in the same neighborhood. You know, we all competed against each other. We still work out together. And, you know, I spoke to him a lot, spoke to Vontae, and, you know, this is what we talked about, you know, being here and just having fun. Yes.
What can you tell us about maybe his personality? A lot of people question that. What can you tell us about just being around him?
Jimmy's a great guy. You know, he's a stand-up guy. He's a real serious guy as far as when it comes to football. He's a laid-back kind of guy, and he's a guy who has a lot of respect for the game and others.
How's he
throw? Oh, he throws pretty good. He throws good even when he's sitting in the seat. You know, he had a little foot injury.